Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. So great to hear from you, and I'm sure all the listeners are loving hearing your melodic voice. Hey, I want to remind all of our listeners, CHI still has everything you need. We're ready in the pandemic age, so don't be afraid to see your medical provider. Just give a call. We'll take care of you. We've gotten a lot of questions lately regarding testing. You know, sometimes Ed and I get tired of talking about the coronavirus, but at most of our offices, we can check if someone needs it. We can check it to see if you are immune, if you've had it in the past. And at four locations such as Lafayette and at CHI Memorial off of Gun Barrel at the atrium, that's near Jared and the Starbucks, if you know those, they do have a clinic that can also test if you think you are infected. So just give a call and they triage you and tell you what to do and when to be there. And I'm so glad also to be working with Benchmark Physical Therapy. They're doing a great job in this pandemic age, as well as LHC Group, that's Louisiana Healthcare. I mean, home health, they're still running strong in Ringgold and Dalton with Home Care Solutions. And their hospice division, Heartlight Hospice out of Dalton, continues to take care of people, and they are not having any problems just like CHI. Let me give you a little message from CHI. They want you to know that even in a pandemic, bones get broken and heart attacks still happen. But given the times, you may still be hesitant to go to the ER. Well, at CHI Memorial, we want to reassure you that we have taken the extra precautions to keep our emergency room safe. Our measures include mandatory face masks, advanced sanitizing, and social distancing. This pandemic can be, or it can stop a lot of things, but it can't stop us, and it shouldn't stop you from being at our facility. CHI Memorial Emergency Room, visit www.memorial.org if you would like to learn more. So, Ed, how has your week been?
Well, it's been pretty awesome. We've been extremely busy at Nutrition World. I think in 41 years, I've never seen people's attitudes so focused on their own health. I am very, very happy and impressed that kind of a awakening has happened, I do believe, as far as individuals really kind of stepping up to the plate, that realizing I need to take better care of myself. And hopefully, I think that even conventional, even though you're not conventional, you're conventional with a great open mind and have so much more experience. But I think all the people who are watching what's happening with this pandemic and watching the fact that 96% of everyone who's struggling with it has a couple health issues, some of which is obesity is one, blood sugar two, sometimes medication third. I think they're just taking on a whole new attitude about I better take better care of myself, because I'm not going to talk a lot about the virus in the first segment. I have some stuff I really want to cover in the third, so I'm going to save that for that. But Nutrition World, of course, is embracing the new regulations locally, and we're doing it in very good style. I do believe we are going to be offering masks to people who don't have one. We're going to, if you walk up and you're frustrated, hey, go back to your car and call us. We'll shop for you. We're going to make sure that you're going to get what you need one way or the other. So Nutrition World is here to serve in every regard, kind of like you do, Dr. Green. I think you are very flexible and will bend with the times and help people get what they need. And that's what a conscious business and a business entrepreneur would do.
Well, it sounds like the old song.
My staff.
Can't always get what you want, but you can get what you need.
Yeah, you get what you need and do it. And we're not going to throw up big roadblocks and big hurdles that you have to jump over and treat you like you are a burden to us. You are not a burden. I remember once, it was probably 20 years ago, and I still remember it. a gentleman walked in the store. He was, you know, at that time, I thought he was ancient. He's probably my age now, which I will be 63 next month. And I said the normal thing to him after he checked out. I said, you know, I appreciate it very much, and thank you. He said, son, and he said it very nicely, I hope you do truly appreciate it, because you don't know how hard I work to earn that money that I just spent with you. And that hit me to the core, because, you know, sometimes we just kind of get money because we have paychecks or we have this or we have that. This gentleman had hard leather hands from hard work. And I just never forgot the fact that I do need to appreciate every person who walks in that store. They did not have to come to Nutrition World. They don't have to come to you, Dr. Green. You know that. I mean, sometimes they do, but we're servants, and I want to be that kind of servant to this community, as far as truthfulness, as far as what they can purchase, as far as advice. So I guess you can tell I'm starting to rant here a little bit.
Well, no, that's not a rant. That's a good point. And you're right. There are a lot of other providers out there, and thankfully CHI is blessed with a lot. And our group has 9, you know, amazingly different people, and who all get along together. We're a nice eclectic family. But, you know, you're right. There's one other thing. It's not just the money people are spending to come to your business or my office. A lot of mine, you know, I will say about half the people really don't like the new face mask rule, but they're complying. But you know what? They're taking, some of them feel like they're taking such a risk in getting out and coming to see you or coming to see me. And that's a little humbling that they're willing to take what they perceive as a significant risk just to come for advice and care and good products. And that's a little humbling as well.
It certainly is. And I kind of think, you know, I'm not going to get into the mask issue at this point, and I think it's moderately reasonable, there's no doubt. But the fact that I think now those people who were extremely fearful, they might actually feel more confident now that they see more and more people wearing the mask. I don't know if you work out this morning. I did, Dr. Green, and it was interesting because, you know, up till today, most people didn't wear a mask, and most people did. But our rule is we have to walk in with it. If we are talking to people, we pull it up. But any other time when we're exercising, we don't have to do it, which I think is a reasonable thing, because I just cannot exercise and expect to have a mask on. I don't know about you.
No, and I've thought the same thing, whether it's, I think running with a mask on or, you know, biking, not just fun biking, but really hard biking. Could I do it with a mask? I don't know. I haven't tried it. Well, actually, I did once, but it was extremely hard. I didn't make it very far. So, no, I really don't want to do very vigorous exercising. And frankly, when you and I go do that, we're not doing it for fun. We're doing it with a purpose. So no, I don't want to exercise. I'm very glad that the mask ordinance allows for exercise. And, yes, just carry it along with me and put it on if I need it. So, you know, we're complying, and it does make a lot of other people comfortable, or more comfortable, I think. So maybe in the long run, hopefully, that will be good for the economy, because more people will get out and enjoy the city. Maybe. We can hope.
Yeah, it's a big maybe, and I think we're erring on, you know, a potential good part to this. It does frustrate me greatly on a personal nature to be told what to do, but I'm not going to argue with the powers that be at this point. But I'm going to do a video of me taking a cigarette and sucking the smoke in and then blowing it out of the mask that I have been using. And I've used 3 different types of mask, and most of them, you know, the smoke simply slows the smoke down. It doesn't really stop it from coming out, but that slowing is still beneficial because it may only go 1 foot instead of 4 feet. So I think it does have a benefit to that. And I do want to tell people I'm out of the studio today. I'm actually at Cloudland Canyon taking some nature time for tonight and tomorrow. So if it sounds a little different, that's exactly why it is. And I appreciate Sean and you, Dr. Green, putting up with me heading out for the weekend. So thank you very much for that.
Well, Ed, it's our pleasure. But for our intrepid listeners that have been here since the beginning, some may remember your camping episode and the gentleman knocking on your car window and the attack of the mad raccoon, just like on Elf. So I don't know how people have to go back and look at the archive shows to hear that one. But yes, I always remember that. I'm hoping something like that happens today. It'd be quite interesting.
Yeah, that was in Portland, Oregon. And I don't think at Cloudland that's going to happen. But I do want to, and we're going to end the first segment here, but I want to cover a couple things that I want to talk about in the third and fourth segment. The third one, I want to talk about these three big studies on COVID that can reduce the fear of people. The truth is not reaching the surface of media. It's simply not. All we hear is doom and gloom. The sky is falling. And part of it is kind of a deep concern, but they're not balancing with some of the positive parts to this whole conversation. And I want to kind of bring that up. Also want to talk about the fact that Mexico is now has banned Roundup. I've spoken with Roundup many times of how toxic it is. The country of Mexico is going to ban it. That's so shocking. And here we are at the United States advertising it like crazy.
And by the way, I may have a few comments on the news media as well. So I've tried to be positive so far, but I may have to be a little more real.
All right, my friend. Well, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having an interview with Dr. Williams, a breast surgeon here in Chattanooga, focusing on male breast cancer. And that's something that no one thinks about. And I know I probably talked to three people over my 41 years with it. And Dr. Green, I think you mentioned you have seen a few. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download that freeradio.com or iHeartRadio app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in to 98.1 The Lake each and every Sunday morning. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Sean Whitfield, and I am filling in for Ed Jones this segment along with Dr. Christopher Green. And it is time for us to go to the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga Hotline and bring on our next guest. And it's a pleasure to have her this morning. And she is a part of the CHI Memorial Group, and that is Dr. Williams. She is fellowship-trained breast surgeon with CHI Memorial Breast Center, Associates, and the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center at CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Williams.
Good morning. How are you all?
Well, we are doing great. Thank you so much for taking time to join us. And we are about to talk about a subject that Dr. Green and I was talking about during the break that I think a lot of us guys don't find to be something that ever crosses our mind, and that is male breast cancer. And I asked Dr. Green earlier, I said, do you ever come across that? And he said, yeah, he comes across of it, you know, in his practice from time to time.
It's rarely. I mean, we do a lot of evaluations of nodules and whatnot. Thankfully, very few in my patients have become cancerous, but it is something we see occasionally.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Williams, tell us what you do and what the Male Breast Campaign is all about.
So I am one of three breast surgeons with CHI Memorial. I have two other partners, Dr. Washburn and Dr. Walker. And, you know, majority of our patients are female patients. However, you know, out of all the cancers that we diagnose, approximately 1% of those are in males. So the American Cancer Society estimated that about 275,000 new cancers are diagnosed every year, particularly in 2020. And 1% of those will be male, so that's about 27%, or 1% of all the cancers. And so at the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center, we're starting a male breast campaign, and our goal is just to make the community a little more aware that, you know, breast cancer does happen in males, and we just want the community to be equipped with the knowledge that they need so that we can also take care of our male counterparts that are diagnosed with breast cancer.
Well, I'm curious, and I think a lot of the listeners may want to know a couple of things. One, you know, what are some of the risk factors that men may want to think about for male breast cancer, and should men be doing breast exams like women typically do?
So for, you know, for men, when we talk about breast exams, we kind of term the coin a pec check. And that's just essentially checking over the muscles and the tissue over the pectoralis muscles. And we do recommend that men do that from time to time as well. Of course, it's not, like I said, it's not going to be high yield for a man to develop breast cancer. But usually if a male were to develop it, they usually present with a nodule. And so it's important to do those, what we call PEC checks. But things that increase the risk of a male developing a breast cancer, you know, number one is that when we have a male that develops a breast cancer, we get concerned that they may have a gene mutation that increases their risk that is being passed, you know, from their through family members that increases their risk of developing a breast cancer. But other things such as having a history of radiation to the chest or having high estrogen levels, because most cancers that we diagnose are going to be something that we call hormone positive or estrogen positive. And so when we have diseases such as cirrhosis or, you know, liver disease that increases the amount of estrogen that men can have, that is also increases their risk of developing a breast cancer. Or men that have multiple women in their family with breast cancer also increases their risk.
Well, what might be some of the symptoms that men would want to look for?
Most men are going to present with a palpable nodule, unfortunately. And I say that because most men present at a later stage. So by the time they realize that anything is there, it's because they have a palpable nodule. And so that is probably one of the number one symptoms that people can have when they present. But they can also present with skin changes, retraction of the nipple. Most men do not present with nipple discharge like women can. But probably the number one symptom that they or sign that they present with is a palpable lump in the breast tissue.
You know, I was just thinking as we're talking about, you were talking about estrogen levels. I have a lot of patients that either work out, bodybuild, something like that, and they're on testosterone, and getting testosterone therapy might alter estrogen levels. Have you ever seen a correlation or an increased risk in those individuals receiving hormone therapy? It's very popular nowadays.
So definitely, because they're receiving the extra hormones, some of that does get converted to estrogen and progesterone, which will increase their risk of developing a breast cancer.
That's Dr. Green's right. I can think of several friends of mine that are on testosterone therapy. So I can only assume that you would see this come around more often than maybe you saw it 5 or 10 years ago.
And so I think more men are now on those replacement therapies. And so it's something that I think it'll take time for us to actually kind of really pan out and see what happens. But I definitely know, and we all know, that an increase in hormones increases our risk of breast cancer. And we also tell our women counterparts and our women patients, you know, that when they do estrogen therapy, which is very similar to, you know, the testosterone therapy for men, is that they do slightly increase their risk of developing a breast cancer.
Once it's diagnosed that a man has breast cancer, what kind of treatment should he expect to have to go through?
So one of the biggest difference in the treatment for a male versus a woman who is diagnosed with breast cancer is that women oftentimes are able to receive what we call breast conservative therapy, or where we preserve the breast and do what we call a lumpectomy or a segmentectomy. And they still keep their normal breast tissue. The breast ultimately still looks like a normal breast after they finish their treatment. For a male, because males just usually in general don't have as much breast tissue as women have, we cannot offer them breast conservative therapy. So majority of them can expect to have what we call a total mastectomy. We also check the lymph nodes at the time of surgery when we're doing a total mastectomy.
What are some
so
of the...
So that is probably the biggest difference. Otherwise, the treatment is usually essentially the same.
Are most of them pleased with the outcome? Just out of curiosity, like the surgical outcome after a mastectomy. I mean, how is the result?
For men, it's not a drastic result postoperatively because, like I said, most of them don't have a significant amount of breast tissue. So we don't get as many complaints from the men because they're already essentially flat-chested anyway. And so it's not a big shock when they look in the mirror and see that they've had that little bit of breast tissue that they did have taken away versus a woman who's had a mastectomy and they have a significant amount of breast tissue taken away.
Is there any prevention measures that guys may be able to do to prevent this?
So the same things that we tell, you know, everyone with trying to reduce the risk of, you know, breast cancer or any cancer, you know, just try to decrease the risk that you're exposing yourself to hormones, i.e., you know, for women, for men, that'll be hormone replacement therapy. We also, you know, try to stay away from essentially processed foods. But really the only thing we've shown in literature is to essentially adhere to a low-fat diet, because that helps decrease the amount of fat cells we have, because our fat cells get converted to estrogen and progesterone as well, which leads me to say having a healthy weight and a healthy BMI also decreases your risk.
What about smoking as a risk factor?
Smoking is, just like every other cancer, definitely smoking is a risk factor for cancer and for breast cancer in particular.
Dr. Williams, do you have any idea what percentage it would be to men that have breast cancer have it because it is heredity? Is it a large percentage?
It is actually not. Only about 5% of all the breast cancers that we diagnose are related to a gene mutation. So about 95% of those are what we call sporadic or random, you know, development of breast cancer. As we get older, our, you know, susceptibility to any cancer increases.
Interesting.
Well, I was curious, you know, most men do not go willingly to the doctor, much less to a breast center. So what kind of, yeah. So are there things that you have done, any changes you've made to make men more comfortable?
Definitely. So that's part of our initiative and part of our campaign. So back in 2018 at the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center, we actually diagnosed, which is a significant amount compared to when you think about only 1% of breast cancers are diagnosed in men. We diagnosed 12 men that year with breast cancer. And so what we're doing is we're just trying to make them feel a little bit more comfortable when they actually have to come and see us and get their imaging studies done. So we've kind of separated and given them their own little space, their own waiting area, which we kind of term their man cave, while they're waiting. Instead of putting them in the traditional, most people get a pink gown, we've tried to make the gowns and the shirts that they wear a little bit more masculine. And we also are working and with a male nurse navigator instead of just having all female nurse navigators to kind of help them through their cancer journey.
Dr. Williams, if there's a man out there listening and he has no symptoms and that has no reason to believe that he has male breast cancer, do you recommend preventive maintenance? Do you recommend at a certain age that all men should have a check, or do you just say, well, you need to go and have us check you if you notice that something's different about your pecs?
Mm-hmm. So as far as a clinical exam, I do recommend, you know, that every, you know, annually you talk to your primary care provider and you go see them and you do get a clinical exam, just so that someone else besides you are examining the breast or the breast tissue that you have as a male. As far as receiving imaging studies, like I said, only about 1% are cancer, so it's not going to be high yield to do routine screening mammograms for men.
What age do this start to show up in men? Is there any kind of age
for
range?
Most men diagnosed with breast cancer, they're in their 60s to 70s range.
And I will say, I mean, if you know, Sean or I know anybody that needs to get screened, they shouldn't be scared to do it. The vast majority of people that we check, men, it's a benign finding, either, you know, just male breast enlargement. A lot of people come to see me just because of what we call gynecomastia, just male breast enlargement. Mm-hmm. And then we find cysts and nodules that are benign. So the vast majority are fine. They get a lot of peace of mind by getting checked. And if we're not sure, well, we know where to send them.
And Dr. Yep. Green, what you just mentioned,
gynecomastia,
that's pretty common in men, isn't it?
It's extremely common, yes. So we have people consult us all the time for that, especially adolescents. That's a very common reason for adolescent men to come see us, adolescent males brought by their moms. Sometimes they bring themselves. Okay. So, you know, it's very common. We don't even have to run any tests normally, just exam and reassurance, and they're happy people, and they go on home.
All right.
So, yeah, come on and see us. And if you're not sure you need the expert, like I said, we have wonderful people at Memorial Breast Care Associates.
Dr. Williams, is there any place that you would recommend for any of our listeners to visit online to where maybe they can get more information if they want to come and visit the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center?
So you can always just, you know, type in your Google search, Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center, and you can also find our information on our CHI Memorial website, chimemorial.org.
All right. Well, Dr. Williams, this is outstanding information. I know this is probably an eye-opening conversation that many men are listening to this morning that never even crossed their mind with the thought of this.
Well, let me ask you this. How often are you down at our facility? Are you at 4700 Battlefield Parkway?
I am. So I am there on Tuesdays. So I'm usually in clinic on Tuesday mornings, and I have operating in the afternoon. But my partner is also there on Wednesday afternoons in the clinic and Wednesday mornings in the operating room. So we are definitely trying to, you know, serve the Ringgold community so that they're not having to come all the way up to Chattanooga to receive care.
And I know I'm hearing from the North Georgia community, they are quite appreciative. So thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Dr. Williams, thank you so much. And folks, you can get more information at chimemorial.org. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will send it back to Ed Jones along with Dr. Christopher Green. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and I am on a camping trip in Cloudland Canyon, so if that's why the voice sounds funny. Trying to get some nature and not running from the craziness of the world, but it sure is nice to get that disconnect. I know you know that feeling, Dr. Green.
I feel it regularly, Ed. I feel the call of the wild right now just talking to you.
The call of the wild.
Yeah, I wanted to head out there.
Hey,
yeah, I think my days of tent camping are over. That last camping trip with my son about killed me and him as well. So, yeah, when he said, I haven't felt my feet in about 2 hours, Dad, is that a bad sign? Yes, son, that's a bad sign. So I may have to take up RV. That just sounds a lot safer and more comfortable than tents on the top of a mountain.
Absolutely. Before I get into my little rant on the virus thing, I want to say two things. I got my Harley-Davidson out last Sunday and rode for about 2.5 hours with an expired tag. Don't tell anybody. But it was awesome, wonderful. Yes, they're dangerous, but I'm very, very cautious. I've ridden off and on my whole life.
Well, I disagree with you. The bike isn't dangerous, Ed. I mean, you know I grew up with those things for, 20 years. So it's not the bike that's dangerous. It's some of the other drivers out there.
Yeah, and you know, when I was young, there was no text messaging, so it was a little less dangerous. But there's ways to ride those bikes, I really believe, that minimizes the reality of riding, kind of like the virus today. There's ways to minimize the risk of the virus. And you know what? I don't give up riding my Harley, damn it. I'm going to get out and live my life with common sense and safety.
And Ed, I kid you not, I wish I'd made more mental note, but one of the ads that I was listening to in the background when the TV was running the other day was talking about, you know, getting out in nature, and when you're talking about state parks and whatnot. And when you're out on the trails, don't forget to social distance and wear your mask. I'm thinking, on the middle of a trail in the mountains? Why would I do that? But, so we're going to comply with the rules. But, yeah, I couldn't think of a good reason to be on the AT alone with a mask on. Anyway, but, you know, if you see another hiker, sure, have it ready.
Yeah, I have it around my neck, and I pull it up when it's appropriate. And at Nutrition World, we're following the exact rules for sure. Really quickly, I did do – there's this thing at the gym, at the Hamilton place. The guys at the gym told me about, because I got to get onto the main subject here. But it's a chin-up bar, and you pay $10. And if you can hang for 2 minutes, you win $100. Well, I was all over it because I did a challenge. I hung for 3.5 minutes, posted on Facebook about 2 years ago, no one's beat me yet, and we were going to give the $100. Well, I go over there last night all excited, and I'm like, guys, I'm going to win this $100. You might as well get it out because I can hang for a long time. And I get up there, and it's a circus trick. Let me tell you, what they did was the bar is on ball bearings, mm-hmm. and it spins like nobody's business, which means your hands keep twisting, trying to keep the bar from spinning. After about 40 seconds, I knew it was no way that I could do this. I asked him, I said, how many people have hung for 2 minutes? He said, none. I still enjoyed it. It was fun. I may go back and try it. But it was. I was hoping I was going to just bust that thing open, but I didn't get what I expected. It was a little tricky there. But
and they just have a standard grip, right?
Yeah, a standard grip. I'd have done it. But they
we could hook up some electrical current to your hands, and that would make them cramp down over it for as long as you want.
Hey, that's an idea. That's right. I hadn't thought of that. I want to say I shared a little bit with you, Dr. Green, on this, but I did post on Vital Health Radio's Facebook 3 different articles. We have to, as a community, understand that we're being spoon-fed doom and gloom. A lot of what we're reading about and hearing about, it's not super inaccurate, but there's no balancing of the conversation on this virus. And here's one of them. And if you go to Facebook, Vital Health Radio, you will see all 3 of these posts that I did just so that people could see the reality of this. And it's truthful research. One is nursing home deaths are what are counting for a huge majority of these people who pass away. In Tennessee, it's 35.8% of all COVID deaths are in nursing homes.
And that is tragic. We both feel that.
Yes, and it's terrible. I don't care whose life is being lost. I want everyone to live the longest they can and the healthiest. It's not a happy scenario. The thing is, most of us are not being threatened by that infection at nursing homes. Yes, the nurses do work there. They come out. They can do some spreading, yes. But generally, it's like my dad. He died of C. diff, and I know you know all about mm-hmm. this. It's a terrible intestinal infection. He, pooped 50 times a day, and he finally died. A lot of people die in nursing homes from C. diff. We didn't shut the whole freaking country down because of that. And then secondly, the Texas death rate, which is all over the headlines, if you look at the post that I did, Stanford expert really revealed the facts that this is being so exaggerated. Anyone who dies in Texas right now is being marked as COVID if there's any chance that they had it, was around somebody, or anybody mentioned it. And the CDC posted this last week that the positive test for COVID could also show positive tests because it's in the same family as a cold. So some colds are going to show positive as COVID because they're still in the same family. And lastly, the CDC just posted this week that in my age group, which is 60 to 69, I have a 0.4%. Not 4%, but 0.4% chance of dying of this virus. That's not bad, people. 0.4% of my risk of dying. Does that mean I'm not going to wash hands? No, I'm going to do everything reasonably possible, but I'm not going to quit living my life. We as Nutrition World are going to service the people the way they need. And, the thing is, vitamin D is so important. In fact, they found that 96% of all people who died from COVID had a vitamin D less than 29 nanograms, which Dr. Green, is very low. Mm-hmm. And we are doing blood testing at Nutrition World the last Friday of every month. You can come in and get your blood tested. And then secondly, we're giving all healthcare workers in Chattanooga free vitamin D because Britain and Scotland have done the same thing. Nutrition World is doing it for Chattanooga.
And Ed, everything you said, I resonate with that and I agree. And I still watch the news because I want to know why my patients are so terrified. And you turn it on and immediately Lester Holt or David Muir or someone is letting you know that, there are dire consequences and huge spikes. And, if you weren't in the middle of the medical field, you wouldn't know what to believe and what not to believe. So all I can do is talk to my patients. We can talk here and spread a little bit of truth and reassurance. Like we say every week, yes, social distancing. Keep it up. Wash your hands. Wear your mask when you're in a public place. Do what you're supposed to do. Abide by the laws and the rules. Do that. And we're going to have a much better flu season this year. But Just the most recent spin, we didn't have our meeting this week, but last week, we were hearing two things: spikes in number of coronavirus positives and hospital admissions were surging. Well, are those true? Well, yeah, actually. But spikes of positive what? Are these sick people or are they true positives or false positives? Well, you don't really know, but many of the tests that were out there had a high false positive rate, and most of them were antibody tests, and you're not looking at polymerase chain reactions looking for actual antigen from the virus. And you're right, there are a lot of coronaviruses out there, whether you're talking about animals or people, and there can be cross-reactivity. We all know that, but they're not saying that on the news. Number two, hospital admissions surging. Well, yeah, we had an increase in cases, and I can speak at least for us. We were told that it didn't have anything to do with coronavirus. It was other causes, but yes, the cases did go up. Well, they put those two together in a sentence or a paragraph, and people draw that conclusion. It's well done. It's well spun, but it just generates fear, and I think that's not good for the community and the country, and frankly, the fear and the worry is not going to help your immune system one iota. So let's spread a little hope and healthy living. You said people are being more health conscious. I'm finding the same thing. And at least in my patient population in North Georgia, they're, for the most part, not scared. It's maybe 1-2% that are quite fearful. The rest are seeing through the smoke screen. They realize, that when they're told not to pay attention to the man behind the curtain, that they have to pay attention to the man behind the curtain. And they're taking everything with a grain of salt, so to speak, and researching for themselves and talking to medical professionals and figuring out what the right thing to do is. And I think that's what you're doing as well. You have to be careful with the news, and you have to be educated and realize that, yes, the news media does have an agenda. We both know it.
I love that. And I love your perspective and the fact that you live it daily and you see that, yes, maybe hospital admissions are up, but what's the real truth behind the curtain? Is it because of this? Or, and of course, as you and I both know, if you go in with a heart attack and you had even an asymptomatic COVID and you die from the heart attack, you're probably going to be listed as a COVID death, most likely. So part of these numbers are being exaggerated. It's just a sad, sad case because we've had to shut down so much, and the fact that we didn't have to shut down, we just needed common sense, which is what we're doing now. And it's going to run its course. You know viruses very well, Dr. Green. They have a lifespan of growing exponentially. You said that about, probably at the end of March, you said.
I said that's the way they propagate. It's going to be an exponential curve. Look at what that looks like. And that's exactly what the curve is going to look like in the next few weeks and months. And I know that because, I went to med school. So it's a mathematical certainty, and it always was. They talk about flattening the curve. Yeah, that sounds great. Wonderful. So you can change the shape of the curve, but you can't overall change the propagation of the virus short of, martial law. So it'd be extremely difficult to do. There are societies that can do that, and thankfully we live in a free society. And by the way, for the other side of that coin, I will say I have friends at other healthcare systems, and some are telling me they're seeing increases in COVID cases. So I have to throw that out to be fair and balanced. This is just one opinion in a chorus of opinions, is mine.
Well, and you're right. I mean, we're not sitting here saying there's not increasing cases, but are we needing to handle them and handle society the way we are? Many people are starting to not believe that it's the right way to do it. So I appreciate your perspective on that. I hope that people can live a life of reason and go through the day with common sense and not being frozen in fear, because it's about, I'm guessing, 10% of the population. I know one guy who hadn't left his apartment in 4 months because of being so freaking terrified.
And I've seen a few of those myself.
That's not the way to do it.
And, I was so disappointed. I love Christian music. I love J-Fest. And I was disappointed. I understand. And I've read their posts. I understand why they have canceled. It's unfortunate. And I understand why Chattanooga Unite moved their location. But it's still a bit disappointing. I still think we have the maturity as a people and as a community to be able to comply with social distancing and mask rules and to be responsible. I really do. I'm seeing that from the community and hearing that from the community when I'm not seeing them. And by golly, we can do this and we're going to get through it just fine, as we have through so many other issues. This will pass eventually.
Absolutely. And I saw the other day the word fear, F-E-A-R, has two meanings. One is forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. The choice is yours.
Ooh, I like that.
Guess what? It's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment as always. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. And we are a radio show that is all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thanks, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, SilverdaleBC.com. That's SilverdaleBC.com, or just download their free app for Android or iPhone. Well, we have all been enduring together this sometimes painful wait for the pandemic to be over, or to at least not be so prominent in all of our lives. We also are enduring painful times of social unrest together. Waiting in faith for the healing of our country and world is not proving such an easy task. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase, just the first step." C.S. Lewis put it this way, "I am sure that God keeps no one waiting unless he sees that it is a good time for him to wait. Waiting in faith is not easy, and so we wait. Perhaps not always patiently or happily, but we wait in faith for healing on our land and people. We have so many great examples of those who have already waited in faith. Hebrews chapter 11 shows Noah, who in faith built an ark to save his family. Abraham and Sarah in faith waited for their promised child well past the normal ages for childbearing. Joseph, an honest and godly young man, overcame betrayal, slavery, false imprisonment, and false accusations to eventually save both his family and the people of Egypt. And by faith, Joshua and his people saw the walls of Jericho fall after dutifully marching around and around that city for days. Well, these people were not completely perfect. Neither are we. Just as they did, we have our struggles and doubts and past mistakes. We all have flaws of character and personal weaknesses, but we can put our trust in God, who is the great Redeemer, that a plan we do not fully understand is ongoing. We will all get through these times together. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says that faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance of what we do not see. So even if your walk in life is at the edge of all that you can see, and the next step is pure darkness, take one more step. Keep going. In faith. Not faith in yourself, but faith in the God who does not ever fail us, and who loves us more than any of us can even imagine. In the words of Oswald Chambers, faith is deliberate confidence in the character of God, whose ways you may not understand at the time. Put your confidence fully in his capable hands and walk in faith into the bold life to which you are called. That is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. And I think perfectly said, there are times when the only thing we can do is walk in faith. And I think we all have faced those moments recently. I do want to say two little quick things. There was a physician named Senator Scott Jensen, and I saw his video yesterday. He has 7.2 million views.
I saw that, too.
And it's, did you? And it's a warning kind of to certain groups that they can't be too outspoken because they're being censored. He basically was kind of comparing COVID to the flu as far as its true risk. And he's now been brought in front of the medical board, and it's been very hard on him for simply speaking his mind. And I don't want to speak any more about that. Secondly is we are doing a donation thing at Nutrition World where if you have eyeglasses, you can drop them off in our big basket because, you know, in many of the other countries of the world, people have to work 4 months of wages to get one pair of eyeglasses. So we take these, and there's a company that's fantastic, Alafia, who makes our cosmetics, and they donate them to the poor people of these other countries. And I just can't imagine what it'd be like. Like, I wear glasses. I can't imagine not having these things. And so please, people, if you have any prescription glasses or even reading glasses, bring them to Nutrition World or drop them off in our basket. It's just so important to in all areas to help people. It doesn't matter where they live. So I'd like to encourage people to do that.
Well, let me throw in something real quick about what you were saying earlier, yeah. Just back to poor Dr. Jensen. It's odd. I was just doing a little study the other day looking, and I do this periodically for different subjects, but I love history. And I was looking at the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. It was interesting that at least what I was reading said that there are very few times in the Constitution that that the country can suspend your civil liberties. One time they can is during a time of war. They can suspend freedom of speech or limit it in habeas corpus. But at least according to the source I was looking at, it's not something that we should take lightly if your freedom of speech has been curtailed. So I do hurt for him, and I know there are a lot of us in the medical community who do as well.
You know, I have great sympathy for many professions today, one of which is yours, Dr. Green. The other, of course, is the police officers who are bravely protecting us day and night. As I was a police officer in 1979, Chattanooga, it will always be in my blood. They are my brothers and sisters, and it was like a small war. I mean, we went through a riot in 1981. Curfews, buildings were burned, people were shot. Very few people remember that. We will remember this one in 30 or 40 years, I do believe, as far as the COVID and maybe the riots. I'm not sure how long that will last in people's memories, but people probably forget that we had one in 81 in Chattanooga. It was something else to behold. I had to work 12-hour shifts, and it was an interesting time of history. Of course, I was a young buck, and I didn't it was all exciting to me. I thought it was like the Wild West. It's pretty cool to when you can see any human moving, they're guilty. And wow. It was why are you out, and if you can't answer it correctly, you go to jail. I do want to say that my daughter has a great Facebook group called Earth Conscious Mama. You just have to sign up. It's easy on Facebook. But she had an article on bleach alternatives. A lot of people are using bleach to kill a lot of bad germs and things, because it does. But it also creates, as you and me, Dr. Green, talked about, I think last week, it can produce a gas that's very caustic and harmful to the lungs.
Oh, yeah.
And so Earth Conscious Mama on Facebook, if you want to see the alternative to bleach, it's pretty dang cool. You know what? I cannot believe that the time has already ran by.
Well, let me throw out then, before you stop, remember, your response to fear is going to be faith, everything, and rise. I love it. Went right along with what I was saying in the spiritual moment. Thank you for that.
That's perfect ending, my friend, and that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. It is presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, and it is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and the website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and keep remembering that we are all going to be okay and all right in the end. We just have to manage our fear and our common sense and move through this. And Nutrition World and Dr. Green is here for you when you need us. And so from Nutrition World, have a healthy and safe day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.